So you were there during the war years, you know. And yeah, well, thankfully, you know, you had a different experience from most of the Jews in Europe. What, so what was it like being in Glasgow during the war?
Well, what happened during the war is, like my brother, my mother got my brother out. He came over the day the war started. He just got married. He was 24, got married in Hanover, and he's supposed to go to Israel as well. And his wife, she came from the same town where he stayed, in a village where we stayed. And he was on a boat crossing the British Channel to go to come to Britain when war was declared. But it was a Dutch boat, so it managed to carry. If it was a German boat, it went back. So he came to Glasgow and got fixed up and got a job, you know.
What was his name?
His was Walter, but it was my half-brother. His name was Salomonzoon, like my mother's maiden name.
Okay,
Salomonzoon. I never found out why, what, no, whatever. You know, he didn't ask, and they never said, my mother never said anything, my brother never said anything, and I never sort of... In later years, you see, why didn't I ask? What happened? Why? My father couldn't have been that far away. Why did he not come and see us? You know? So, never found out any details. So my brother was, by that time he was a trained ladies and gents tailor, and he worked. People like my brother and my friends who came over, and when the war started, they got interned because the Germans sent through a lot of spies for the Yiddish people. So they interned him off Isle of Man. Now, my brother was working in Queen Street with Levi in Queen Street making British army coats. They interned him, right? So once you were in the camp in the Isle of Man, they interrogate you and they say, oh, his grandfather, his uncle, his nephews and cousins, they're all still over there. He's not going to sabotage the British effort, war effort. So he says, do you want to join the Pioneer Corps? So he joined the army and he was in there all during the war. He was back in Germany during the war.
So when you look back, you've lived in two different countries, and you must reflect a lot about how, you know, life has changed for you. And you were fortunate, weren't you? You were fortunate.
Going back to Kristallnacht now, as I said, on the 9th of November 1938 was just my mother, my grandfather and I, when she worked with that Jewish person. And the Nazis came, I don't know, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever time it was in the morning. There were about 3 or 4 in a brown uniform. Now my grandfather had an ulcer on his leg, and it was an open wound. The man was in agony, nothing he could do about it, and they didn't have treatment. All he was getting powder to put on his open wound. It was in the 70s. And they took every Jewish man, they took my grandfather away. They were going to take me, and my mother grabbed me and put me behind their back, and she says, you can't take him, he's going to school in the morning. Now the Nazis left me, although I was only 14, well, 13, and I was only in November, 9th November, my birthday's on the 29th, so it was coming on for 14. They left me. Now if they had taken me away, he would never have come back. But my grandfather came back, it was no use to them, but nobody else but the Yiddish men returned home again, and that's when they started moving, you know.
Yes.
Now, the person my mother worked for in a big town, as I said, very religious, he had no family, I called him uncle. He owned property, street, that's how we had a room, in, with a room, yes. Each, my grandfather and I had a room, my mother had a room, yes. And she worked, done the cooking and that, and she helped us Friday when the Poles came over. Friday was market day, so the Poles used to come over with their horses and their wagons and sell all the fruit and what. Then used to go to my mother's, where my mother worked in the shop, and buy the fruit for the next week, till the next week. So in the winter, we were beside the water. In the winter, instead of the pools coming with the wagons around the water. It was all frozen up. So you used to come across it with the sledges, you know. So this gentleman who owned all that property, the Nazis came one day and took him away. And the very same minute, he got a Nazi in his 30s, got the whole caboodle. Now, I can't remember if it was weeks or a month later. I mean, that man was only in his tomb. Well, I'm thinking about it now. He must have been in his maybe 45, 50, something like that. He came back, supposed to be him, in a lead coffin, sealed. Don't know if he was in there or not. I always remember seeing the lead coffin. Now, I don't understand why people didn't realise that they're going to have a war coming, because just shortly before all this, there was a big, massive German manoeuvre at the Polish border. They were sussing all out.
Yes.
Nobody ever thought.
Nobody thought.
They're sussing the place out to invade Poland.